Freedom Caucus opposes stopgap spending bill. No meaningful wins for the American people. By Sean Moran on November 14, 2023. The House Freedom Caucus said in a Tuesday statement that it opposes a stopgap spending bill that does not contain any border security or spending cuts. The House Freedom Caucus opposes the proposed clean continuing resolution as it contains no spending reductions, no border security, and not a single meaningful win for the American people, the Freedom Caucus said in a written statement. Republicans must stop negotiating against ourselves over fears of what the Senate may do with the promise rollover today and we'll fight tomorrow. While we remain committed to working with Speaker Johnson, we need bold change, the Freedom Caucus added. The Freedom Caucus statement comes as the House prepares a continuing resolution. CR. A stopgap spending bill that would once again extend heightened spending levels and policies pushed through by then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, in December 2022's lame duck session. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said on Monday he is pleased with Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, for choosing not to pursue policy riders or spending cuts in the stopgap bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, also praised the plan. Congressional Progressive Caucus, CPC, Chair Pramila Jayapal, DWE, on Tuesday called the continuing resolution a very big win for keeping spending levels at fiscal year 2023 levels. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, derided the spending bill. Republicans in Congress who vote to perpetuate Pelosi spending levels should ask themselves whether they're in the right party. And so should those who elected them, the Utah senator wrote. Breitbart News's Bradley J. reported. However, many conservatives in the Republican conference disagree with the speaker. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, a member of the Rules Committee, held a press conference Monday berating the CR as a missed opportunity to address Biden's policies, particularly at the border, or to reduce spending. "We got nothing," Roy said. Speaker Johnson continues to perpetuate the very system my constituents sent me here to oppose, he said. They don't want me to continue spending money we don't have at $1.6 trillion spending levels. Pelosi's spending levels, Pelosi's spending policies and priorities. Roy was the most ardent House opponent of the lame duck omnibus which locked in the current spending that Johnson seeks to extend. Other conservatives joining Roy in opposition include Reps. Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, Tim Burchett, RTN, and Andrew Clyde, RGA. While continuing spending set by Democrats, Johnson's clean CR does not include the supplemental spending requested by the Biden White House that included billions in foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan as well as a few billion for the border. "I'd be happy to be here on Thanksgiving Day in order to fight to secure the border of the United States," Roy said during the press conference. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.